everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 8:16, hey. Brock Hunter.
Good morning. It's a good morning.
Ace.
Why am I looking up Macho Man Fatheads right now?
Because having an entire wall with Macho Man Randy Savage's face on there is amazing. There's nothing bad about that at all.
Ooh, the cream rises to the top.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Macho Man Randy Savage comes in. Yeah! The cream rises, and I'm the cream, and the cream rises to the top. Yeah.
To the top.
To the top. Oh, yeah.
That would be an awesome fathead to have. Yeah. Fatheads aren't cheap either.
No. If you don't know what we're talking about, we say fathead. There's this website you can go to, and you can get like full wall size decals of
just like team logos, yeah. Like favorite player, basically anything. Honestly, yeah. I think you can do like custom stuff.
Yeah, I think
Brock would have a big fathead of himself.
I would. Look at this guy. Would you look at this? Look at that face. Fantastic.
Sit there and stare at it all day long.
And I would have the Macho Man quote, "The cream always rises to the top." Mean Gene. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene, yeah. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time
Why'd you get a fat head of Mean Gene?
That's weird. You did it wrong. This is not the wrong thing.
Really liked
him. We got to do your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
Yeah,
Katie, yeah. She's the cream rises to the top. Yeah. Okay, so if you don't know by now, there's a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers due to the pandemic.
Really?
Yeah. Many drivers were older and underpaid, so when COVID-19 hit, they decided it wasn't worth the risk and retired.
Wow.
This is how bad things are. A teacher in Boston said that his school had to hire a party bus with stripper poles to transport kids on a field trip.
Hey, this bus has speakers, man.
Jim Mayers teaches high school English, and he said a student even asked him if they were real stripper poles. What are they? Mr. Mayers?
Stand up and hold on to so you don't fall down.
So how did this happen?
Jim said
the school didn't have a driver, so they made arrangements with a charter bus, but that fell through midweek, and they promised the kids a fun day, so they made it work with a party bus. Yeah, his comments started trending on Twitter, so he used his 15 minutes of fame to encourage people to call their local elected officials and demand, quote, massive structural investment for the education system.
That's not a good thing. You got to get the kids to school, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you know, it's kind of an important job.
Field trips on their sporting events, you know, and having party buses with stripper poles. I mean, that's fun for bachelor parties and bachelorette shindigs and birthday parties, but I don't know if the kids need to be going in party buses with stripper poles, all right?
Yeah, what are LED lights? The floor looks like a bowling alley.
He did post a photo, and it's a straight-up party bus. Like, this thing, you know, has had multiple people throw up on it, all right? There's probably condoms wedged inside the seats. Mr. Mayor, this bus smells like bad decisions and regret. Yeah. Yeah, it does. It really does.
You know, I always wanted the bus driver from The Simpsons.
Moe
was the bartender. I'm not sure what his name
anyway,
was.
But yeah, he was badass. I had a bus driver very similar to that. He wore the driving gloves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And he had a very, I wouldn't say it's a leather jacket, but it was the kind of jacket that you'd wear like on a motorcycle. Yeah, dude.
He was your bus driver.
Dude, you did not want to piss this guy off. Trust me. He'd smack you. He would smack you. Absolutely.
Dude, back in the day, bus drivers didn't mess around.
No.
I'm serious. You know, and I don't know what they're doing now, but it taught us kids to, shape up before you get to school.
Yeah. Don't mess with the bus driver.
Dude,
okay?
When that bus pull over to the side of the road.
That is.
This is not a stop. This is not a stop.
No,
he's coming back. He's
in the middle of nowhere.
By the ear.
This is not good. No, there
he's
is.
Yank some kid by the ear, pull him to the front of the bus, sit him down. It's going to be embarrassing because it's a walk of shame. You got to go.
The only law on a bus is the bus driver, okay? He runs it all. That's his domain. And he creates the rules, okay,
remember that look? You'd look at him in the big long mirror, that big mirror that the bus always had.
Yeah.
And you'd see him start to look up. You made eye contact. I'm like, damn it, he's looking at me.
He saw me. Oh, no, he saw me.
He keeps glancing up.
He saw me carve my name. He saw me poke a pencil through the front of the back of the seat.
Through the seat.
What was that? Why did every bus seat just have holes? And then they have to patch it with that Flex Seal. Like,
that stuff was great, though. That seal.
It was the Flex Tape. Good. That's where they got the idea for Flex Tape, right there.
Yeah, right, but it was brown back in the 90s.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It matched the seat perfectly. It was made for bus seats and only bus seats. That's it. By the way, the bus driver's name was Otto. Brian Reed messaged me and said it's Otto. That's it.
Otto,
the bus driver. All right. Well, kids, have fun on your stripper bus because we're going to the museum, and we got to take the stripper bus.
Bring your Lunchables.
Is that Miss Davis on the stripper pole? Good God, that's crazy. Teacher can move. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF. That's assault, brother. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.